My point of all this, just to summarize, is that Acts chapter 12 really is dealing with this particular question. It is a prophecy. Herod versus Peter is really the two men who are the focal point. One calls himself a Jew, Herod. He's actually part Edomite as well, and so there's that whole mix involved in that too. But Herod, the king of the Jews, apparently, is like a false Messiah. He puts on this shimmering silver garment at tabernacles, and he's proclaimed a god, but he's only looking good on the outside. And the people proclaim him a god because of what he looks like on the outside. But then God comes along, as Josephus says, it seems to be in the form of an owl. Little wisdom would say, don't look on the outside. He's full of worms inside. And he's dead. Took him 5 days to die, right? That's what Josephus says. This all began on the second day of the festival. He dies, what, the seventh day of Tabernacles. Very interesting how that all works. But of course, it must be all a coincidence, right? Josephus is the Jewish historian from the first century. He was one of the generals who fought against the Romans, but he was captured somewhat early on in the wars before 70 AD. He saw the fall of Jerusalem and he saw the fall of Masada, but he had already quit fighting at that point. Basically, he gave up. He didn't do what the rest of these people were doing, you know, insisting they're going to fight to the bitter end until they were all killed. He was trying to show, hey, submit to Rome, you're just going to get wiped out. So in that way, he kind of showed that he was not one of the bad figs, put it that way. He was pleading with the people to lay down their arms and submit, otherwise they'd all be killed. Well, of course, his words proved to be exactly true. The point is that Josephus was, what is he, 40 years old when Jerusalem was destroyed. Okay, he was born in 30. He was a descendant of the original Maccabees. He was of the Hasmonean dynasty, the legitimate kings of Judah before Herod took over. So he lived all through the first century, and of course he wrote books about this. He wrote a book called Antiquities of the Jews, which really begins from Adam and comes all the way through as a history book. And he wrote Wars of the Jews, which is the history of the war that destroyed Jerusalem. It's a long, you know, these books are long and they're small print and all that. But if you want to know something about the history of that time, and make the applications and learn from history, then it's well worth the read if you have the time to do so. Remember, history is what teaches you wisdom. Without history, you have no perspective. You have no peripheral vision. But history teaches us things of what has happened in the past so that we know the patterns of what is happening in the future. All the patterns here that occurred around 70 AD are being repeated in our century, and I believe that they're about to repeat it on a very literal way with the old Jerusalem again. In my view, they're going to see great tribulation again that's going to destroy that whole vicinity. And yet, because of their very powerful, strong religious beliefs and political beliefs and stubbornness, they believe that, like all that they always have, that God is on their side, and if he doesn't save them, then they're going to shake their finger at him.